Okay, we are in Resh Peites, Siv Gimel. I mentioned to you last week, we actually learned Siv Gimel, but there's still one Taz left. I mentioned to you last week that there aren't that many machloiks in Halacha Lamaisa, where you go to one Rav, you hear one thing, another Rav, another, regarding Hilchas Mezuzah. For the most part, the Halachas are Kavuim, there are enough contemporary Svarim, even Basroi, the Chayyadam, and the Kitzer, who write about it. There are just a couple of issues, and those issues are all here in Resh Peites. And those issues that we discussed last week was the order of Heketzir, which side to put the mezuzah on in cases where something is less than clear, what the order of Pnimi Chitzain is, and that was one issue. Today, we're going to learn a second issue, which is here in the Taz. It's an issue regarding which there's a lot of harvanya to be had, because it's a machlaikis that goes through the generations, the Rishainim, and the earlier Achrayinim, the later Achrayinim, and even up to today, the Chazei Nisha and Rav Moshe have opposite Achrois in Halacha Lamaisa. And that, Shaila, is the question of a door that leads outside into a yard or into a porch. We'll talk later if there's a difference in a porch and a yard. But for the discussions at the moment, it's for doors that lead outside to a yard or to a porch, whether the chayiv mezuzah or on what side you chayiv mezuzah. And this is the machlokes we're going to learn about. We're going to learn about first thing today. After this, the rest of the Hilchas Mezuzah is pretty smooth. As you'll notice, we have here a door that goes out. It's a push bar door, which is primarily used for going out. Actually, this door is used for coming in because there's a ramp for wheelchairs. But anyway, the question is which side to put the mezuzah on a door such as this. Is it on the right side going in, the right side going out? And we'll see soon what the machlokes is. The discussion starts with the Maharil. And the Maharil is in Taz Dalid, which you have in front of you. We are just remember what the Mechaber talked about. The Mechaber talked about a simple case in the Gemara. A case where you have a building which has, in our example, let's say a door to the south and a door to the north going out to the street, and a wall right down the middle of the building with a doorway, and everything is even. You can get in from the south, you can get in from the north. There's a doorway in the middle, it certainly needs a mezuzah, connects two rooms in the building. The question is how you decide which side to put the mezuzah on since everything else is equal. And the Shulchan Aruch said here in Sif Gimel, which is a Gemara, that you go according to Heketzir. You know, whichever way the hinge indicates is entrance, a normal entrance is a door pushes in to most rooms. Whichever way the door pushes in, that's an indication that that's their knisa, and you need the right side. Now that's what it says in the Gemara, that's what it says here in the Mechaber. The Tshuva Samaril is in Sif Katan Dalid. Three lines from the bottom. Umuvur Oid B'Tshuva Samaril Sham, im yesh beis hachayrif v'cheder gadol. You have two rooms, an insulated room, beis hachayrif, and a big room in front of it. Kol echad yesh le pesach l'chatzer. And each one has a door going out into the courtyard. Uba'aysay cheder, yesh bei cheder katan, v'yesh le shnei psachim, echad le beis hachayrif, echad le cheder agadol. As Lina bepischei cheder katan, I'm sorry, bosa heketzir did who? This is a different case. Let me just see it again. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's start from the beginning. Yeah, I'm sorry. The beginning of Taz Dalid, the first half of the Maharil. Rewind. Start again. Beginning of Taz Dalid. He's going on the mechaber. Mizei yisaf egezim hen yamin labiyo elitziyah kenas lina bosa heketzir. Period. Mizei yeshlumay b'mizuzah. I mean, we have it in our homes. You have a door going out to the backyard or going out to the driveway. On which side do you put it? Do you go by the right side of someone entering the house? What? Do you go from the Yamin? Meaning front door. Do you go by the Yamin of someone who enters from the front into the house and he goes out into the Chatzah from the house to the Chatzah? What? Which Hanichnas Labayis? Hanichnas Lachatzer. Okay. So the pshat is either way. The pshat is what I'm saying. That someone comes in from the outside and goes to the chatzer. Oy, acha yamin hanichnas b'chatzer labayis. So that's the suffix. Vadinukach imachatzer sasa b'kol stadav. If you have an enclosed backyard, you can't get to it from the street. Bli Pesach, Rak Mi Bayis L'Soichai. The only way to get to the Chatzah is from the house. Ozava Chatzah Kamei Cheder. And the Chatzah is like any other room. V'la'ich V'slam B'Heketzir Adelas. Heketzir is irrelevant. Da'filam Ho'ya Heketzir B'Soich Bayis. As Lina Basi Yemina Nichnas and Bayis L'Chatzah. V'Shom O'Yisam Ezuzah. Okay? He's saying, L'Chari Devarim Pshutim. That the only way to get to your backyard is through the house. You do it on the right going out. Avol, im yesh pesach mechotza lemavoy acher elushus arabim. Let's say this side door over here, you can get to the street. You can get from the street in or out. L'va pesach habayis l'saicha. Besides that, you can get there from the house. Ozaz li v'bosa heketzir. The be'ezet tzad yesh heketzir ha pesach neshav kon yabayis. His chilek is this. If it's a door, if it's a totally enclosed backyard or a porch, which is totally enclosed, you can't get there from the street, so then you do it on the right side going out. If, however, you can get there from the street, you can have a knisa either way, then you go bus a heketzir. And then it depends on what the hecker is. That's the psak of the Maril.
What's the idea of the hecker? See, I don't understand, because when the guy builds it, if you have some shakers, builds a house.
Our understanding is hecker is a simen, not a siba. It's a simen that's the derech to go out. Normally, you build a room, it's a simen that's the derech. Yeah, the sliding door has no heketzir. A lot of porches, you're right, and there is no heketzir to the backyard. What do you do? Right, so that is part of this dispute. I'll tell you. The Maril basically makes a chilek between an enclosed backyard or porch and not enclosed. And generally speaking, the idea is that if you're on your way out, if you only could go there to a chutz through the house, you do it on the right side going out. And generally, the understanding of the Maril is, if it has an access from the street, it's the right side going in. That's the understanding. We'll talk about a push bar door as an exit door. We'll talk about that separately. We're talking now about a regular door in the backyard. Yeah. Why don't we go according to the majority use? Okay, so let's see. According to the Maril, the first case is you are doing that. It's going from the house out. In the second case, the question is, why don't you go according to the majority use and say going out? So it depends on the following need. The early makar for the sheet is the Mordechai. However, the Beis Meir, before he even saw the Mordechai, the Beis Meir writes a long arichus regarding this Maril. He begins by saying, how did the Maril come to his conclusion? He says it's from the Gemara. Because the Gemara's case is you have one big room, two doors, each one's Rishus HaRabim. So we go about Sehek Hetzir. The Gemara said two doors, each is Rishus HaRabim. That means if you have two doors on the two ends and one is a backyard, we would go by the front. We wouldn't consider the backyard a knisa because it's an enclosed area. You follow? That's the Maril Shita. Now, you don't know yet what the second side is. Let me tell you the second side and you'll understand the Raya better. The Beis Meir is mefakfek on this very much, and the Shita Sachazainish is built on the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says there's a mistake in this whole thing. A building that has no roof, a backyard, is not chayiv in a mezuzah. A yard is not chayiv in a mezuzah. You go to Prospect Park, even if you have a gateway going into a park, it's not chayiv in a mezuzah. You go to a playground, even if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, it's not chayiv in a mezuzah. The Rambam says it has to be makura, it has to have a roof. And either way, it has to be a place that you live. So the Beis Meir's Iker Taina is that it's, the whole thing is a mistake. It's not so. You can only go basa what's chayiv in mezuzah. When you go from your house into the driveway or into the backyard, that's not chayiv in mezuzah. You're going into a place that's potter. It's like going into a room that's less than dalet al dalet. When you go into that room, you're potter. How can it be chayiv in mezuzah going into the backyard? It's chayiv in mezuzah when you go from the backyard into the house. Ah, if you go from the backyard into the house, so that's chayiv in mezuzah. Just like from the street. You go from the street into the house, you chayiv in mezuzah. The street is potter. It's the house that's chayiv. So since if you go from the backyard into the house, that's the machayiv. Going from the house into the backyard, that's outdoors, that's potter. So therefore, the sheet of the Beis Meir is, in Lomdis, is that there should be no difference if it's enclosed, if it's not enclosed. You're never chayiv in a mezuzah going out. You're always mechayiv in a mezuzah only going in. That's the shita in Al Pi Svara. I have to finish the Beis Meir, but that's the shita of the Beis Meir. And he brings rayas from the Sugyas HaGemara to his shita. And he wrote this in a tshuva. He wrote in a tshuva. He says, I'm not going to argue with the Maril, but the Maril's wrong and I'm right. That's basically what he writes. He says afterwards he saw it's a Mordechai, so he has to hang his hat on. That the Mordechai says, like I'm saying, and Memela, it's like I'm saying, I the Maril. He says maybe the Maril goes with the sheet of some Rishonim that a Chotzer is Chayib and Mezuzah Be'etzem. He has the answer to Maril, just talking with Maril. He says, Maril goes into Shita that a chotzer is chayiv in mezuzah be'etzem. But we don't pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch and Gresh Pevav doesn't pass in that way.
Based upon what you said before, that door over there, nobody ever goes in that door.
Only out.
Only out.
Only out.
So
I'll explain. Okay, we'll get to the an exit door. The push bar is a much more difficult challenge. According to Beis Meir, it should be Patel Lagamri. And there are Paiskim that write that it's Patel Lagamri. A door that's made only as an exit, and an exit's outdoors, there are those who patter. We'll get to it as a second step. What?
It's also on the left here.
Right, this is totally not Machlaikis. This is talking about Machlaikis.
Can you explain the Heketziah? Because you could put the hinge on each side, and the door can open either in or out.
I'll explain Heketziah separately, because it's not the Nekudah of this Machlaikis. The Nekudah of this Machlaikis is the Shailah, the status of the outdoor area. Now, when we started Hilchis Mezuzah 2.5 months ago, we talked about the Shari Yerushalayim. It has a mezuzah. Shari Yerushalayim lead to outdoor area. Why is it chayiv in mezuzah? So I showed you a Dogel Merevava. Dogel Merevava was in the beginning of Hilchis Mezuzah on the third side in your copies, page Kuf Yud Aleph, a three-liner. It goes on to Shulchan Aruch, Baye She'en Lo Tikra Potter. It's at a house that has no roof is potter. So the Dogel Merevava is, Hod the Shari Chatzera is Shari Medina is Chayavim. So why are the gates to a Medina or a city? Why is it Chayiv? At least to an open area. I am Barambam. Paragvav Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, the reason the Sha'are Iyare Sachayiv is because they ultimately lead to a house. The gate of Yerushalayim is used to get to your house. It's true. In between, you pass through the street. But the street is not the Mechayiv. If somebody wants to go visit a friend who lives in the old city, the way to go to a house is through the Shar. We explained the Lamdas then, that the Chiyuv of a Shar is because of the house it ultimately leads to. That's why if a Shar ultimately leads to a place, a building that's Potter, it will be Potter. A Shar that leads to a home that people live in, the Chiyuv of a Shar is because of what it leads to. And then we mentioned that if you have a foyer in front of your house that's less than Dalit al Dalit, the front door leads into this small foyer area. It's less than Dalit al Dalit. Why is it Chayiv? The answer is because the Shar is Chayiv not because of that little foyer. Every Shar is Chayiv because of what it ultimately leads to. The front door of your house is not made to go into the foyer. You pass through the foyer. It's made to go into the house. It's Chayiv out of the house. The same thing, the Shari Chatzeros, their Chiyuv is out of the house. Zokta Beis Meir, we see from here, that open, unroofed, unsealing areas, with no, they're really Potter. When you have a door leaving your house into a porch, into a backyard, that's not a backyard that leads to a house. The backyard isn't closed, that's all it is. That's Potter. Because you see from this Rambam, the Shitas of Rambam is clear that an open area, an area without a roof is Potter. It's Chayiv because of what it ultimately leads to. Memela, a backyard, is Potter. You're only Mechayiv on your way in. The Maril, he hangs, the Maril, he holds like a Rosh that disagrees, but he says the Rosh is not clear, the Rambam is clear, he brings the Rabbeinu Menayach, that's clear. He says the suffix of what the Rosh holds is not Moitzi from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Vav. And Lamaisa, the Beis Meir, holds that the Chiyuv Mezuzah is on the way in. And I tell you, that's how the Chazanish Paskins Lamaisa, a porch, a backyard, an outdoor area, it's Chayiv and Mezuzah on the way in, because the outside is Potter. The Maril, however, doesn't hold that way. The Maril doesn't hold that way. Now, this was a letter that the Beis Meir wrote. Ramesha holds like the Taz and Maril, which I'll explain. That
even though all the of Ramesha's porches were roofed in his
day. He holds that way in the Tshuva. So, what? If the backyard has a door from the street, then we'll explain that. According to Beis Meir, there should be no difference. On the way in, yeah, right. I'm not up to halacha yet. One thing at a time. I'm still in the middle of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir writes, "Hadvarim anal huvo al pimaisa." My words, my tshuva came with al pimaisa lidei Chasan ben Achaisi, the son-in-law of my nephew. That was my nephew's, my sister's grandson-in-law, Hachorif Hamuflig Reb Yaakov Melisa, who's the Reb Melisa. It's a Nesivis. So Nesivis must have been a young man at this time. Well, he was apparently a Rav already. Beis Meir was apparently much older than him. He was his great uncle, his wife's great uncle. V'heshev olai b'zeh haloshen. So the Nesivis writes a tshuva. He writes a letter to Beis Meir, two parts to it. He starts by saying, Ashekosav adedenu merenu v'rabenu b'dim mezuzah shebein bayis l'chotzer lach leik ala maril. Tisili dikiyamti misvara dinavshay, Baruch Hashem shekivanti ladaite hagadol. He says, first of all, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I was mechavin to what you say, and I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, for that alone, he wasn't going to write a letter to his great uncle. I agree with you. Then he writes that, and he writes gamisirati damordechai chaylekalamaril, etc. Then he says that. The Rashti beis ahu bezeh me'adei neim Rabbeinu abad avbezdin the kalkedisha galuna, the Rav of Galuna. That I don't know who he is. Beis Meir in his reply says Yedidi, Talmud Chacham worth being quoted by the Nesivis and the Beis Meir, and he defends the Maril, and he says a fascinating chakira that it's Tolian. This Admor Magaluna says the Beis Meir, the Nesivis, misunderstood the whole Ma'aril. They understand that when you have a door, the door is chayav mezuzah. It's a door to a house. They understood that we look at the two rooms, the outside, the inside, which is chayav, which is their katashmish. So it's not true. It's not the outside that's mechayev mezuzah or the inside that's mechayev mezuzah. It's the doorway that's chayev mezuzah. You look at the ikar tashmish of the doorway, not the ikar tashmish of the chadarim. He says, "Hu haven." That means you understood that in a bus ikar tashmish a cheder. There you go by the main tashmish of a cheder. He says that's not true. As in a bus ikar tashmish a pesach shabi bayis lachatzer. And Mimela, he says that the Maril is right. You don't go buster. The outside is potter. Who cares the outside is potter? We go according to the use of the doorway. Now, it could be like Rabbi Shua mentioned earlier. He means to say, you go buster what the usual knisa of the doorway is. So, again, you have a backyard. Let's just talk an enclosed backyard. You have an enclosed backyard. The Beis Meir holds. The backyard is potter. When you walk out, you're potter. So you chayv only on the way in, you put on the right side going in. The Maril, the way this Admor Megaluna explains it, the Maril says, no, you chayv on the right side going out. The doorway is chayv. It's chayv because it's a house. Now, which side? You don't go by the two rooms. You go by the use. The use of the doorway is mostly to go out. There are Kenisa out and then back. And the Mela, that's how he explains the Maril, so he defends the Maril.
What does it mean that you use the doorway is mostly to go out? Every time you go out, you go back in.
Yes. The first way, just like your front door. Your front door also, you go in and out. But Derek Kenisa is understood to be the first of the two. Derek Kenisa, Derek Biyoscha, right? Beisech Huidash and Derek Biyoscha. Bia is arriving, and Yetzia is exiting.
He doesn't mention Hekatsir at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole Heketzir of the Mariel falls all to the side. But
don't definite that this door is only made to go outside.
That's he's saying.
That's exactly what it is.
The Taina against him is that the going out is not a Mechayev. See, if you go by the room, then the going out is not a Mechayev. If you go by the doorway, then the going out is a Mechayev. That's his Taina. What? Out to go out the street.
That's where I
could
come back in or to come in.
That's different. If it's used only for exit, yeah, there can't be. If it's used only for exit, can't be chayav on the way in. It can't. Doesn't make sense. You're right. I'll get to it later. You see, I keep on everyone asking me that. We'll talk about the exit door separately. I wanted first to talk what's here. We're going to get sidetracked. Now, what's interesting is that at the end of the second part of his tshuva of the Beis Meir, he writes, Zei shafti l'achor for b'yakif hanal. His tshuva back to the Nesivis. He says two things. He says, this letter you sent me from the Admon b'Galuna, ein ani chayze midaiti. He says, it's not enough for me to change my mind, and the Lashon HaMordechai is not mashma that way. Whatever it's telling you. So he says, listen to the Beis Meir's anivus. He says, I'm positive the Maril borer. Positive Maril is wrong. So what should I do? I'm not somebody who could argue on the Maril, who's the border between the Rishayim and the Achrayim. Al kaponim b'muktzah shacharei abatim niyastaiti borah la'alocha l'maisa kidekasafti. Achrei shemil gufein amavur lahedya. Saying a backyard area, a porch area that's used as storage for house things. So there at least, listen to me, it's not beferish, not like the Maril. And then he says, I'll tell you, he says l'maisa, b'yitzeu l'mad, b'loshen ha'olam. He's trying to prove his point. He says, I'll prove my point from the language people use. He says, Nerziana, Mishaime b'tech Pesachai. Somebody is in the house. He wants to tell his friend he's going to the yard. Oimer, does he say, Ich will arayngein? Oimer, Ich will aroisgein. when you're going to your backyard, you tell somebody ich will a reingehen or ich will a reisgehen. B'chein lehapuch, if you're in the chatzer, b'chein lo yoymer ich will a reingehen. B'sulay midi ledaiti. That's a final raya. He says that's my raya. He ends up. And this is the way Ramesha Paskins, and it's Kariv to the words of the Ma'aril. He ends up that if it's in a closed backyard, in a closed porch, you do it on the right side going out, like the Ma'aril. But if it's open to the street, you do it on the right side coming in. Even though Ma'aril says Heketzir, he says if it's open to the street, so then even though Ma'aril says Heketzir, that I'm enough that I'm borrowing my shita to do it on the right side coming in. That's his hachra.
So, what do we do with the pasuk? The pasuk says very clear. Tal mezuzot etecha u bisharecha. My idea between the bisharecha and the mezuzot etecha.
As once in Shmuel Brudni Shir, we were learning that Beis Amunal from Bava Basra by Klayim. So I asked him, but it's a pasuk. No, it talks there about. If that base just on Bava Basra, the Beis Amunal talks about one person has a vineyard on his side, the other person has wheat. So it's Klayim. So I asked the Shir that. I said, it's not Klayim. You need Klayim begefen. You need Klayim plus a vineyard. Just wheat and wine and grapes. That's not Klayim. What do you do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk says if you have Klayim, which is two meaning, in a chatzer. That's why I asked him. So he turns to me and says, you can ask Kashas from Psukim. He used to have a little shas on his thing. He pulls out a Gemara, a brachas, which has Mishnayis Klayim in the back. So Machlekes Tanoim Taka. Taka Machlekes Tanoim. If klayim bekerem means two minim in a kerem, but he told me from psukim you can ask kashis. Okay. What's wrong with bisharecha? They're like the Rambam. If it's sharm liachay, because of the house, because you go through the gate to get to the house. You don't use a backyard to get to the house. You use the backyard to have a picnic outside or to. Yeah.
Has to be on the mezuzah. The ikar is the
not. I don't understand the raya from the pasuk, but we'll leave it for now. But anyway, this is the as I say, a heavy machlokes. The Chazon Ish paskins like the Beis Meir. The Chazon Ish paskins like the Beis Meir, and he says a chatzar is potter, and if you have a backyard, you do it on the right side, or a porch, you do it on the right side coming in. Rav Moshe, Nigras Moshe, paskins like the Ma'aril, Chelek Aleph of Yeridaya Siman Kuf Pei Aleph. He paskins like the Ma'aril. I made a list of those who paskin like the Ma'aril that I found.
So others who are in the United States and New York, going out.
Like Rav Moshe,
and
Bnei Brak, you should do it the other way around. Okay, good.
Bnei Brak,
certainly. It's I'll tell you, like the Ma'aril is the Taz, the Yavitz, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Rav Shlomo Klug has a sefer called Stam. Michas Pitim, that's Rav Meir Arik. The Shoyel Umeshiv, the Chalkis Yaakov, and the Gris Moshe. And Michas Aloz I found later in Chelut Beis Tshuva Mem. It's not an absolute list, but it's a list of quite a number that pass like the Ma'aril. The Taz is the Iker. Those who bring the Mardechai, the question is what they meant, but the Chayyadam, the Nesivis, obviously in Derech HaChayim, and the Kitzer, all bring the Lashon HaMardechai and the Chazon Ish. So I mentioned here once that when I put up a mezuzah on my grandmother's porch, I was going on a Fatafi Shabbos, and Rav Palm told me, it's all machlaikis, the Chazon Ish is a basra, it should be the machriya, do it on the right side coming in, from the porch. So Friday afternoon, I put it on the right side, on the porch, and then for Shabbos davening, I went to Ramesh's house, he was davening those years in his house, and he had the exact same porch, a co-op, and he had it on the right side, going out. So, alright, Kachi, let's just say, Kachi, Dakar Shotaira, Nohara Nohara Upashte, a person could go with any Shita, any safe. A person doesn't go with the Shitas he generally follows. Probably, I don't remember the details beyond that. This goes back many, many years. I mean, it was still a Bacher, which is more than 10 years ago. What? It was enclosed. Ramesha lived on the second floor, my grandma lived on the third floor. Lamaisa, Ramaisha goes with this chilek. Ramaisha goes with this chilek that if it's open to the street, it's the right side going in, which is the reason I did it here this way. If it's not open to the street, then it's on the right side going out, like the Maril, like the Taz, like the Lashon HaTaz, except the Taz says that if it's open to the street, you go Bosa Heketzir. And for that, the Beis Meir allows himself to argue with the Maril. He doesn't argue with the Maril, but for that, he allows himself to argue that if it's open to the street, do like I say on the right side coming in. That's his Zechra. But the Yerushalayim, I have no idea. I don't know. The truth is, Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that I have two problems with the Beis Meir. One is the problem everybody else has with the Beis Meir. The Pshat and the Maril, you go bust in the doorway, whatever we said till now. Rav Moshe writes a second Nekuda. He says that our porches, it depends, but he says our porches we use as a room in the house. Use it as a... Now, that's not necessarily true in Brooklyn today, but in Eretz Yisrael, they use it as a room in the house. They use it, some of them... If you look at the Chazon Ish, he says, if the porch has treason and it becomes enclosed and you use it as a room sometimes, then he's maida, then it's a regular room. And if not, then not. So that's Ramosha's second tiny. His tiny is porches I use. Now, maybe true about porches, it's not true about this driveway. We don't use it for anything. It's just a pass-through. A backyard, the kids go out and play. So it could be it's used. A driveway is not really used. Yeah. He had a what? Ramosha, it's true. Ramosha had a ceiling, but it was a ceiling not to be a ceiling. It was a ceiling because there was an upstairs. It was meant to be an open porch. A person could be mechalik. A person could be mechalik. But in the tshuva, in Kofayalot, he passes clearly like the Maril. There's no question his shita lahalacha. It's not just from seeing it. Not just from seeing it. His taina is that the Rambam clearly holds that that's the Beis Meir's taina. Rambam clearly holds the outdoors are not a mechayit. Ramosha, I told you, has two tainas. He has one taina b'etzem. But the second taina is that's different. A gate of a city, you walk through a street, you don't use the street as a house. So there, the Dagmar Vava, the Rambam hold this way. But our porches we use more, and therefore it should be different.
He holds Dagmar Vava hold like him in our porches?
That's his second taina,
summarize. The mere peasant situation is on the right side then, because we're going to use it as a room then. So as you're going out.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's
right. But the porch is really part of the house. It's just they cut out a corner like two walls and then broke off a few bricks so you have air. But you're saying
they broke off. They didn't break off any bricks. They built a porch. And when built the upstairs, it was over the top.
They didn't build it out of the house. It's the whole house.
It's out of the house. I mean, in the winter, you don't go there all winter. You know, it's like... Yes?
So related to the difference, if after you have a porch, you enclose the porch and use it as a room, should you have to move the mezuzah to the other side?
If you make it into a room like the Chazon Ish, you have to change it. Yeah.
A related question. Let's say Ramosha moved into that apartment and the previous people had it on the other side. Would he have moved it?
Ramosha? No, in the Pasha.
And would he make a...
For sure. Ramosha was positive of what he... He was very confident in his own sheet.
What would you do? You would
I knew that was coming.
I don't think I'd make a bracha. Well, this one is out of shadow because this one is a ramp that's used. It's used most of the time for wheelchairs. People knock on the door and they come in. Sometimes the people who come late in the middle of the davening, they're ashamed to walk in the front. And if they happen to daven in this area, they give a very light knock on the door, and supposedly no one notices.
Why is this an out one and not an in one?
Now, 1 second. The about a push bar emergency exit door. There's a big svara that a push bar emergency exit door is patur mimezuzah because it's really not made to be used. It's made for emergency exits, and there's certainly places where it says alarm, do not use, alarm will ring. The alarms don't ring. I've used it. There's no alarm ringing, but when they have that side, alarm will ring. And it's not made to be used. It uses emergency exit. So let's see. According to the Chazon Ish, the Beis Meir, it's certainly potter. Because it's only made to go out. And that's the whole taina, that the outdoors is a dover potter. According to the shittas that are mechayev, according to the shittas that are mechayev, a yard which has, either a yard which has an entrance or a yard which doesn't have an entrance, the whole reason from the street, it's mechuyev on the right side going in, is because we say it's used mostly from the street coming in. If you have a push bar door, which is not used from the street coming in ever. So the svara is that you should put a mezuzah, this is generally what I tell people, you put a mezuzah on the right side going out. And the reason is because, look, either it's patur legamri, or it's mechuyev in the derech knisa, and the fact that it's open to the street is not so relevant because it's used derech knisa. And that's generally, people take me to their buildings houses don't have it. It's usually commercial buildings. I tell them put it on the right side going out to do it without a bracha because it's a machlokes. The question is why here the door has it on the right side coming in. So I think that my impression was that the door is used. In the spring it's used. The door is propped open. Maybe it's not used as much as I thought it would be used in the beginning. But this one is used. That's a shayla. The shayla is the other one. So I don't know. Maybe it should be on tak on the other side. But generally speaking, there are a number of paiskim that hold that a push bar emergency exit, they call it in the tshuvas yitzias chayrum. Chayrum, how's it pronounced? An emergency exit. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, says it's pater, and it could be also in the Qur'an and Igra said there's a letter that says it's pater legamri. So, Nahar and Nahar Upashe. I told you, most of Hilchis Mezuzah, you'll get the same answer for most paiskim. There are these two areas, which both have to do with which side it goes on, where you'll have chalukei dayas at hayayim, you'll have chalukei dayas in the inyan, and it's very, very difficult to be machriya. You'll have a Mordechai against a Maril. And then you have the Beis Meir and the Sivis against Admor Bagalinta with the Taz and the Ivitz. So it's a very hard machlokes to be machriya, so a person has to have a derech. So I don't know. My derech is generally to follow Rav Moshe in America. He's the Rav of America, and I feel comfortable. It's a Taz, especially. Taz is the earliest one in this whole machlokes. Yes, the question is whether there's a chilek if the porch is dalet al dalet or not. If the porch is an enclosed porch, it's less than dalet al dalet. It should really be patur legamri. It should be patur legamri. Rav Moshe's porch was dalet al dalet. Just about. Well, it was long. It was narrow. What? It was longer. No, but you need the area. The shaft said 49 square feet.
It was Ramosha's Dalai.
It was Ramosha's Dalai. What?
It was close.
It was close. Yeah. Okay.
Especially the Chazanish that if you walk into the.
No, only the Ramosha. What? The Chazanish. The Derby Kivagi, you mean, on the way out. Okay. Anyway, this is the last big Tumul Hilchis Mezuzah. If you'll turn the page, we'll come to some of the other issues that follow. The tzad, the right side going out on a closed porch. The rationale for the right side going out is that the doorway is chayv mezuzah, it's a house. The side is determined not by the rooms but by the doorway. How is the doorway used? Derech biyascha. The derech biyascha of a doorway to an enclosed porch is only one way. What? You're talking about an exit door. An exit door, if it's only used as an exit, you're right. So it can only be chayv on the right side going out. You're right. But the doorway, it's the use of the doorway. The use of the doorway is in that direction. So, that's what I mean. When I say a push-bar door, I mean like this door. You can't open it from the outside, only from the inside. Now, this one happens to be is used in. Most of those doors, the push-bar doors, are only used to go out. And if it's only used to go out, it's mustava to put it on the right side going out. Again, the svar of Heketzir, do I understand, it's not a siba, it's a simin. It's a simin for derech knisa. The simin is, you build a house, that's the way you put a door. You put a door going in. Every door in a house goes inwards from the front door. The problem, if you hold it's a simin, is that the building codes and buildings of public assembly require that doors for fire emergencies, all doors open outwards. And the reason is simple. If you have a crowd pressing against the door and you have to open it inwards, it could be a sakana. So all doors, that's why the door here opens outward. They're open. All the doors in a public assembly building, that if it has a occupancy for public assembly, there's an inspection, all the doors go out. And that's the way it is, all the doors in this building. That would seem to take away the simon of Heketzir. Because it's not a simon at all. I'm not building it that way because that's Derech Biyasra. I'm building it that way because otherwise the government won't let me use the building. Even the government is not saying it's Derech Biyasra. They're saying do it this way because God forbid if once there'll be an emergency, you should have it that way. So the whole Heketzir in a public assembly building falls away. There's not a simon. There be Aschim. Maribel is very clear. The Maribel is not a problem. If you have two rooms, you go bus Heketzir. If you have a room in an outside, it opens the street, you go bus Heketzir. You see which way is the...
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's go to Siftalid. Ketzad Yikve'enu. In words. You're a very practical person. If you want to have a hinge, if you want the door to open that way, could the hinge be inside? I want you to build a door with the hinge.
But it doesn't make a difference which side the hinge is.
Not, yeah, hinge doesn't mean right or left. Your hinge means the hinge is on the outside or on the inside. The hinge is not on the right or the left. Sivdal. Ketza kaiva, how do you put up a mezuzah? Yimsim. Use nails to attach it to the door. Or dig a hole. It must have came psula, not a tefach deep. What does it mean? You put it up with mismarim, with nails. Now, those who understand, you can't use tape. It says in Shulchan Aruch b'mismarim. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't mean tape is no good. It means it has to be a secure way of fastening it. It has to be secure. It can't be temporary. Secure, if you use scotch tape, it's not secure. If you're going to use strong tape, the two-sided tapes, many people, we have a metal tzuras ha-pesach, it's hard to knock a nail in. So if you do it with a two-sided tape that sticks, that stays, then it's good. Varay, it stays. We have two-sided tape. It's 25 years. It's still there. So it doesn't mean none ever fell down, but ruba de ruba, they stay up. And it's also good. So this peidon, you've spread it with mismarim, that it has to be a nail is not really true. The issue here is Shach Zayin. Shach Zayin says a chiddush gadol. Im nastai shav lefi shah ein sarach lekayva b'mismarim kekosav habach. The Bach says in Yerushalmi that temporarily you're allowed to attach it scotch tape. Really, he says more. The Gemara's lashon of temporary is taluhu b'makal. If you hang it on a stick, what does it mean you hang it on a stick? So we find two pshatim in the Rishayim. Either it means you nail a stick into the door, and you take this and you put the top hole onto the stick, and it's sort of hanging on the stick in the doorway. That's one pshat. The other pshat, which is the Mukhi Yaisis pshat, is it's not attached to the doorway at all. You have a doorway, you put a... You take, let's say, a small step ladder. You put it on the right side. You put the mezuzah on top of the step ladder. It's not attached to the door at all. It's talum b'makel. The second pshat of makel is you have a stick from the ground up, and on top of the stick, you put the mezuzah. The Bach holds that's kosher as a temporary putting up of a mezuzah. That's shifas habach. The shach brings it. And even though Chaim Knievsky in his Sefer, in his Arichus, writes that that's not Pshat Yerushalmi according to the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, etc. What are you going to do? It's a Bach and a Shach, and there are no Chayokim in the Paiskin here, which means that temporarily you're allowed to put it up. L'didan, you're stuck. Well, you have a scotch tape. It'll stay up for a day or two, so you could put it up. You have to get there before it falls on the floor. But if you want to do it temporarily, you could. The same thing, if you only have one nail, you want to knock the nail in only on top. That's really not a permanent way of affixing it. Every time someone rubs it, it's going to pull out. But temporarily, the Bach says it's good. So this is the halacha of this sif. I had a small ha'ara on this. If a mezuzah falls down on Shabbos, we understand mezuzah fell on Shabbos. Nothing you can do. You can't nail the mezuzah back in. So mezuzah falls down on Shabbos, you're stuck. You don't have to move out of the house. Doesn't say issa to live in a house that doesn't have a mezuzah. You have to have a mezuzah. Right now you're in onus. You can't knock the mezuzah back in. According to this Bach, if the mezuzah falls down, why shouldn't you go get a stepladder or something, put it against the door, and put the mezuzah on top of the stepladder? You don't have to attach it to the wall, according to the Bach. You'll figure out a way for it to stand. You know, take a small bookcase, which is the right height, push it against it on Shabbos. It's only muktzah. You can't do it. If you can do it, it's not muktzah. Your tzitzis muktzah. Your tzitzis not muktzah. You can wear tzitzis. Your mezuzah is only muktzah if it has no use. But if the mezuzah could be put up, it's not muktzah.
Once you're stuck into the wall, you're
Once you're stuck into the wall,
you are maktziah for that.
And when it falls off.
So after Shabbos, you have to put it back up.
You worry about mukzah? Is that the issue? Let's say I have another mezuzah in my drawer.
Oh, that's
a deal. Mezuzah in my drawer. So, but that you're masking, you do on Shabbos. You can put a ladder and put it there. It'll be
maybe.
Okay. Maybe true. It's mukzah ben hashmoshes. It was nailed in ben hashmoshes. So look who I am right here. But what the ladder is a klishma kelisa tzach mekaymei. What? So it's interesting. Your ladder violate hilchis mukzah to pick up. It says, it's interesting Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Someone's reading from a scroll on a skuv on a porch, and he drops it, and the scroll rolls down to the street. So it says, you know, it'll be metaltalit because you're moving from one to the other, but it says you'll have to turn it so the ksav is against the house. It's interesting. The Gemara says you're not supposed to have a ksav that's not being read. It's like leaving a sefer open when you're not learning. So to put up a divrei Torah on the wall and people go away, it says there, the Ran writes, the Chiddush Ran, that this is a teichacha against people who hang up in shul, psukim, or in the house, certainly psukim, and they're not learning from it, they have to cover it. They have to, that's what the Chiddush Ran says. I don't know. Most shuls have, I don't know, divrei Torah, psukim for sure, that when you're not learning it, you have to cover it. That's what he says. He'll let you b'chal Shabbos with a drabanan for covered svarim. So it seems that for muktzah there's such a head. Yeah, I don't like psukim on that either, but I don't know. Every time you look at it, you're learning it. No? The Mishnah Berurah, I mentioned to you in the past, the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchis Noi Sukkah that Torah Shabiksav is not allowed to be on a Noi Sukkah. You don't hang up on the wall psukim for decoration, you're not learning it. That's what he says. And I mentioned, I told my wife that in our sukkah, no psukim. So she went to the store to buy. She said she can't find anything without psukim. I told her, Gemaris, it could be. Teresh Bavay, it could be. Teresh Bixad, you don't use it that correct. She couldn't find. Even the pictures of the Gedalim have a pasuk on tap usually. Necha Reisus Merecha, whatever. So I don't know. It's the Minigailam. I don't hang up my Yeshus Chayim. Tzivhei.
You can't hang up on the bulletin board. You can't put like a Dvar Torah.
Torah Shabbat for sure. That.
Could you have a glass cover?
Maybe. You have a glass cover, man.
I sometimes put the receipts in my candy machine and everybody can read it.
Cover. What? No, but he says, even I think the Lashon is that even though it's a Drabanan to be metaltalit, I'm not sure why it's a Drabanan. That's the Lashon there. A glass cover, perhaps? It's enough to be machmir against the world when there's no... Maybe it'll be the frame. Picture. So I said, Rabbanan, see my pull into it. So. Okay. I think so. Tefillin. It's just tefillin you can pick up, right? So you can even put on. What about tircha? We do tircha. We do mitzvahs with a tircha all the time. Eat shalant. The tircha. You eat it anyway. What? Well, why does tircha pati you from mitzvah deraisa? I don't know either. Let's learn sefei. Kava b'mezuzas ha-pesach b'ayda t'lusha. This was already brought in the Pisrei Tshuva earlier.
What's the answer? You could do it on Shabbat?
I don't know why nobody says this Eitzah. I don't know.
Not tickling the Yom Tov in the house somehow?
No, I don't think so. Sifei. Kava b'mezuzas ha-pesach b'ayda t'lusha. Today, when you buy a door, it comes with a door frame. Nayazach, right? You go, they sell doors pre-hung. With door frames, pre-hung. So, let's say it's pre-mezuzah. You buy a door frame with a door and the mezuzah is on it already. So that's possible. Acha chibra l'pesach psula, that's tasav alay min ha'asui. Pesachei Tshuva brought it in the beginning of Hilchus Mezuzah. That you have to put on the mezuzah after it's chayiv, I mentioned to you. The Rambam holds if there's no door, even if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, there's no door, it's Pater. If you put up a mezuzah when there's no door, and later on you put on a door, you really should take it down and put it up again. Sivav. Even if the frame is there without the door, so like the Rambam, it's Pater, and therefore you have to put it up because we paskin without a door is Chayiv. But to be lots of sidei Rambam, when you put the door up, you should take the mezuzah off and put it on again. Sivav, tzarech liyais akufa. A mezuzah is put standing. Arka lo oirech mezuzah ha-pesach. The Sfaradim have it this way. The mezuzahs are straight up. You go down a street, you want to know if it's Sfaradim or Ashkenazim, you look at the mezuzah. If it's straight up, then it's Sfaradim. And the rolling should be litzat chutz, that if you unroll it, you'd be able to read it. V'chein no'agu. The Ramah says, Avayesh ha'imrim, shepsula, bizakufa, l'tzricha li'eshchuva, arkel l'reichem mezuzas ha-pesach. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that the mezuzah has to be sideways. V'amidagdik in yaitzin yidei shneyem, and those are medagdik ha-yotza bol shitas, they make a compromise, v'nichan oisa, b'shipua o balach sign, is a minute to put it at an angle, the top inwards, but this is the unusual. That's what's very strange about this pshara. The question is how you yoytze anybody shita if it has to be standing, and Rabbeinu Tam holds it has to be lying flat. So what does it mean you yoytze yedei shneyem? So really, we just give lip service to Rabbeinu Tam. We do it mostly standing. But in the Minchas Alazar, in the Tshuva, in Chelakal of Tshuva Lamed Vav, he has this kasha that you're not yotze anybody. So he here has his raya. I spoke at the same Minchas Alazar in a different shaila. If you have a slanted door, some people have to the basement, they have these slanted angle doors. So the Minchas Alazar brought a raya that's called standing. From Parshas Vayetze, the dream of Yaakov, the Sula Mutzav Arza, you have a Sula Mutzav. Mutzav means standing. And yet, it says that it was at an angle. Right? The halfway mark is Yerushalayim, the top was Shamayim, the bottom was Beisel. It was at an angle, and it says Mutzav Arza. So he brings a raya from there, that at an angle is also called standing. And there, he brings a raya from here as well, that Yaitze Shitas Rashi, because it's standing. Now, what most people don't know, is the Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is not only about a mezuzah. It's about a Sefer Torah and tefillin as well. The Sefer Torah and the Aron, we put it standing. Rabbeinu Tam has big tainas on it. He says, Kivrasusim, Kivrasam. When you bury a horse, you bury it standing. A human being, you bury lying flat. The covet of putting things away is lying flat. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Sefer Torah should be flat. The same thing in tefillin. We insert the parsha into the batim standing up. It's rolled up. It's not rolled in a circle. It's rolled flat. And we put it in standing up. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it has to be put in lying sideways. Akadekach, the Shayah and the Shalresh. The Shalresh also, each of the four areas has one parsha which is rolled up and inserted. You can insert it once you roll it up, right? It's this way, you roll it up. Now once it's rolled up, now we flatten it so it should fit. We roll it up and flatten it. We put it in this way, standing up. Beinu Tam would say to put it in this way, to put it in lying flat. The Night of Yehuda has the most amusing tshuva, in which the Shoyl writes to him that our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin apostle according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because it's taka true, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam argue on the order of the parshias. And our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are the order of the parshias of Rabbeinu Tam. But we stick it in standing up. Rabbeinu Tam would wear our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. If you gave him your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he'd take it apart, fix it, and then put it on. So the Navi Yehuda was asked, what kind of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? It's possible like Rabbeinu Tam. He answered that they're two separate machlokes. Machlok is the order of the parashiyos. The Rabbeinu Tam is not a das yachid. He's not a das yachid. Others agree with him. There are those who say apizayar that's the shita. So for that we're chayshish. In the machlokes, if it's lying sideways or standing upwards, there Rabbeinu Tam is a das yachid, and we're not chayshish Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, we do one and not the other, although it's still true, according to Rabbeinu Tam, our Rabbeinu Tam tefillin would be possible.
That included in the 64?
So, what?
That included in the 64?
It's included in the 64. I mentioned last night that the Gra said you would have to wear 64 pairs of tefillin to be Yitzhak Kol HaShitas. So people think you have to make this long list of shitas. It's not true. There are four shitas on the way the parashas are inserted. Now, when you add Rabbeinu Tam, if it's lying or up, it doubles it to eight. Because each of the four, you can do both ways. It's eight. When you get to the next machlokes, that makes it 16. Because all eight, you could do two ways. Next machlokes, it automatically turns it into 32. And the third machlokes turns it into 64. It doesn't take so many machlokes to get to this shita. Yeah.
Why don't we learn from Aron HaKodesh? Aron HaKodesh, the Sefer Torah.
You learned Daf Yomi now, right? That was put in lying flat. Mm-hmm. All right, it's a good question. Maybe he brings a raya from there. I don't know. The parshiyos would be no. You can turn it. You can. They're close to square. The Sefer Torah was only on one Eitz Chaim, and it was rolled totally around it. And it didn't have not a mantle and not a Aron Kodesh, was the Aron Kodesh. And it was put in snugly into the area, except for Rabbi Yehuda, I think it was outside. But
that's why no true briskers will ever wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin because of that idea.
Because of the Gra. Yeah, the real Graniks will not wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. What's interesting, Ramesha writes, his father was knowing everything like the Gra. Call Meisim Api Gra, and Ramesha writes, I'm Roiv Meisim Api Gra. Ramesha, his earlier tshuvas about Rabbeinu Tam's man at night, is very emphatic that Klal Yisrael pastors like the Gra, not like Rabbeinu Tam. In his later years, where he wanted his tshuva should be Makubal by Chassidim too, so he writes that there are different Menhagim in Klal Yisrael, Yeshel Achria, but if you look at the first Arachayim, he writes, Kol Olam Kuloi was Makabal, the Shitas Hagayim, which the Gra is Machria. It's okay, Chassidim write, Kol Olam Kuloi Makabal Rabbeinu Tam's man, so everybody's good. And that's the way it is. So I have to end with Rabbi Fran's line. Why do we do this with the mezuzah when you walk in? Because when you walk into the house, the first thing you have to know is compromise. So you walk in, you have mezuzah, mind you, compromise, and nobody wins. Yeah, okay.
What is Shifu about?